How much do you think a college president should make? How about $4.6 million? That is what the most highly compensated college president makes when you take into account housing and other perks, according to a new report from the Chronicle of Higher Education. Joining us now, as she does each week, is Jill Schlesinger of CBS News. Hi, Jill.
Hi.
So who's making $4.6 mil?
You are lucky enough. You are Lee Bollinger of Columbia University. I mean, that's a pretty big number. And you know, I would like to disclose something that I've said many, many times. Just bring me back as a university president with tenure, and I will just shut up about any problems. Number two on the list is Amy Gutman, also from an Ivy League school, University of Pennsylvania. But she just made $3 million. She's a piker compared to Bollinger.
But then the next one down the list is somebody that you wouldn't think necessarily at a school in North Carolina, High Point University.
Yeah. Now, thanks for letting me pronounce his last name. Nido Kubin. Q-U-B-E-I-N.
Well, how does that make sense? Because then you're really not talking about the high cost of living in New York taking up a big piece of the pie.
Yeah. I mean, look, when they talked to people who were on his board, they said that, okay, it's higher compensation than at similar universities, not just a little bit. I mean, he made $2.9 million, and they cite numbers like $300, $360 for other colleges nearby. But they say that this guy had a $2 billion improvement campaign, so he raised a bunch of money, and they gave him a lot of money. He's also been very generous with the college himself. But, I mean, that's a big number. And right underneath him, Richard Joel from Yeshiva University. This blew my mind. $2.5 million. I mean, Yeshiva almost went broke because of the Madoff scandal, right? Because their whole endowment was with Madoff. And this guy's making $2.5 million. I don't know.
Well, how do they justify this, Jill? How do they justify charging so much in tuition, sending people into a lot of student debt, and then paying the president so much?
Well, I think that generally speaking, the boards of these colleges are not unlike boards of for-profit companies. They are filled with people who are sort of like-minded. They take these compensation surveys and say, well, everyone else is making this much money. How on earth could we possibly, she says sarcastically, attract anyone to come work here for less than $3 million? Who would take this horrible job, which is ridiculous? Of course, plenty of people will. They also cite that these silly college rankings are still important. That, oh, you know what? We aren't still in the top 20. And that's important, even though those rankings have come under scrutiny for lots of different reasons. And they, again, fundraising campaigns, performance-based. And yes, of course, yes, it's expensive to live in New York. So if I'm giving the guy from Columbia a place to live, it's going to be a lot more expensive than if I had to do so in Winona, Minnesota.
Right. And any effort to bring these price tags down on these college presidents, would that work at this point?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like you first. You know, who's going first, right? One thing that I thought was very, I don't know, it's just sort of sad to me, but sort of just humorous in a weird, horrible way, is that Yeshiva University said that the president's pay had gone down. He reduced his compensation by $100,000 in 2014, by additional $50,000 this year. I mean, this is the guy's overseeing this. The Madoff scandal goes on, and this guy says, "Oh, I'll take $100,000, $150,000 hit to my income." You know, so yeah. I go from 2.5 to 2.3. Ridiculous.
Hurts a lot. All right. Well, Jill Schlesinger with CBS News. We will post the list at our website, hereandnow.org, so you can check it out yourself. Jill, thank you.
Thank you.